G'day, awesome people. Welcome to episode 25 of the Cycles Move podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions at all, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com, or send me through an email, tim@cyclesmooth.com. I do apologize. I've been very inconsistent since I started Cycle Smooth. Originally, I had no name for it, and it's just slowly but surely I registered the name cyclesmooth.com. I didn't really have a proper website for it, so I just pointed it to my personal website. I'm in the process of actually building a proper website for cyclesmooth.com, and I'm actually going to have a proper crack at building Cycle Smooth into a proper brand. It was just started off as a bit of a side hustle, just something to scratch the itch because I love cycling so much, and my main, you know, what pays the bills for me is my triathlon coaching business, so trainsmooth.com, and this is just a bit of a side branch from that. So I'm actually going to have a proper crack at it, because you guys are downloading it. I'm advertising it nowhere, and it just takes me by surprise that you think, really, that amount of people are listening. It's just super awesome. So thank you very much for every single person that's supported. I really appreciate it. So I'll stop rambling and start off with the show. So today's question comes from Inglis. So I enjoy crits, cross, mountain bike, and lots of 20 to 60 minutes intense races. For next year, May to September, I want to compete in local track races. For that, I am training at the moment, looks like. Week 1 and week 2 will be 6 times intervals between 4 times 4 minutes or 12 times 1 minute. I'm guessing they're 1 minute. Week 3 would be long steady rides. Week 4, 3 times gym sessions plus long steady rides repeat. My races usually look like that. I start off good. I stay early in front of group. Bike skills are on the right level. After 2 to 10 minutes, I burn out and have to let X riders pass me and then hang on and ride to the finishing line in this position. I try to eat and drink carbs before races and different warm-ups. Do you think I have to train more endurance even for shorter races? And he comes up with a few little bit of information. He's 23 years old, 67 kilos, 172 centimeters. His FTP is 290 watts, 65 VO2 max. But the cool number here is he's put his FTP as 290, which, you know, some people are going, oh, that's high, and some people's going, well, you know, that's low. But then he puts his weight, so it's that's the most important thing. People get really caught up with what's your FTP. It's weight to power. So his weight to power is going to be around 4.3 watts per kilo. So that's not too bad. Right, so I would scrap. Now, I've got to throw a big disclaimer here. I'm not into track cycling. I've never coached it. I've never done it myself. But I do love these sort of questions. It makes me think completely out of my comfort zone, so I like that. So thanks very much for the question. So you got to take what I say here. I might be on point, I might be in the ballpark, or I might be way off. So I'm just going to give a whole lot of information that I consider to be a roundabout. But you know, you probably best to get a second opinion. But that being said, I think you got to look at tracks. See, track cycling is a different kind of beast. It's such a different kind of pain than, personally, what I absolutely hate this type of pain that you'd get from that high intense. How can I say it? You've got to look at it completely different than what you would normally look at it as, you know, your normal mountain bike races or your crits or your 20 to 60 minutes. It's I don't believe doing more endurance work's the answer. I think that might harm it in some ways. You got week one, week two doing the intervals, and then long, then week three doing steady rides, and on week four hammering the gym. So I'll back it up here. So it depends on how many training hours per week you've got and how many days a week you've got to train. Depends on where we go here. For instance, the gym could definitely help. Definitely core strength could help. But just doing it 1 week out of every month, I see no benefit in that. You'd want to be if you're going to be doing the gym, you'd want to lift heavy with, you know, max reps. Just really creating some strength and power, but you'd want to be in doing that minimum of once a week. If not, your time's probably best spent doing other things. So, for instance, I would probably create a 4 week training plan, a block. And because it's one thing that I do with athletes is, like, let's say I'll have the exact same session or a variation of the same type of session for every, let's say we'll call it every Monday, it'll be the exact same session or just a variation of that session for the next 4 to 6 weeks, because your body's got to adapt, your body's got to, you know, grab the benefits of it. If you're just going to do it, you know, for two, let's do these intervals for 2 weeks, and then you're having 2 weeks off and you're going to go back to it, you're probably not going to get those benefits. So I'd be, and as I was saying before, you got to look at your training here differently than what you would doing these other races. For instance, your long ride, let's say you're going to do a nice long ride. For a track cyclist, your nice long ride might be only 20 kilometers. That could just hit the spot. It's all your, the intensity's so high. So when you say you're, start off good, and then after two to 10 minutes, you start burning out and start, you know, moving backwards. I think a few things you got to work on, some the high end speed. So a lot of those 40-20 sets, and you can play around with that to help with this. So you might do start off with doing like 5 times 20 seconds mad, 40 seconds easy. 5 times 30 seconds mad, 30 seconds easy. 5 times 40 seconds mad, 20 seconds easy. And then you might follow it up with doing 3 times 3 minutes max effort and 4 minutes easy. And so you just, and then you might do, I'm just trying to think of some sessions here. And those 40-20s will be your bread and butter for something like this. So you might do 10 minutes worth of 40 seconds mad, 40 seconds easy. And you could play around with that. I'd also be considering doing like a good solid 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks solid of making 1 day a week. That session, indoor training sessions of those 20 times 1 minute mad, or 1 minute fast or hard, 1 minute easy. They're really good, but I'd be doing them as a strength session. So I'd be doing, when you're doing that 1 minute hard, I'd be doing it in a very hard gear and a very low cadence of 45-50 rpm, really pounding those gears, and then 1 minute easy, and then go straight back into one, and try, you're trying to build up that strength in that. I'd be doing that particular session. I'd be looking at doing that session for even up to 12-16 weeks straight before I'd even consider changing it. And then I'd be, as I said, it'd be really hammering those 40 seconds mad, 20 seconds easy sessions, and then really maybe a couple of, there's a lot of things you could be doing. Let's say you did 20 minutes worth of 10 minutes worth of 40 seconds mad, 20 seconds easy, and you follow it up with a 5 minute time trial straight after it. Now that 5 minutes is going to feel absolutely miserable, and you're going to absolutely hate anything and everything that suggested that, but you just got to try and get that high end effort up. Yeah, it's all good stuff, but where you'd be normally going out for a normal bike ride, let's say you might be, your speed sessions for track might be only, you know, you might be just rolling out and you just do 10 seconds complete max effort and then roll around for 2 minutes and then straight into another 10 seconds max effort and your tempo ride, you might be pushing the pay tempo at, you know, just a 5 minute max effort or a very hard effort. So it's a lot of short, hard, intense workouts. I think if you're going to go to the gym, I'd be going at least 1 day a week. Start off easy so it's not going to compromise any of your other training, and then just build the weight up so you're just doing under 6 reps, 3, 4, maybe 5 sets per thing. If you can't afford that sort of time to be going once, twice every single week, I'd be looking at getting your strength other ways. I'd be definitely looking at doing core strength. I think that's going to help greatly. But as I said, I don't know a hell of a lot about track cycling apart from I sit down and watch the Olympics every 4 years, and I sit down and watch the Commonwealth Games every 4 years. So you might want to get a second, third opinion on what I just said. So I could be close to where you're giving you some ideas, but I might be way off too. But those long steady rides, I really don't think, I think they might do you more harm. And there's going to be people going, well, what about all these pro cyclists? They do X amount. Yeah, that you can't really count them. Where you've got to look at you know they're just doing crazy miles every single week. But you can't really include them into this. I would have thought, but. We'll see. All the best with it, mate. Keep me informed. Send me through an email every couple of weeks. I'd be keen to follow. So all the best, and if you guys have any other questions, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Until next episode, hooroo.